We had a little bit of an argument this morning, so we came rushing in.
Jamie got cross because I ate my breakfast at 9:30 and he said, "You're disgusting."
I have been inundated with boobs.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, boobs, boobs, boobs.
Good boobs. Boobs. Well, I mean, show me them.
Sometimes your audience look at you via social media and think, oh, does Sophie even really like Jamie?
We're going to talk a little bit about why that might come across today.
I've walked into the dragon's den. What's going on?
I'm going to say something here, guys, that I don't think I've ever said to a couple before.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rolling where?
We're rolling down a river.
Soph's new favourite thing is to drink Coca-Cola.
Full fat Coke. No, it's not. I keep getting, everyone's going to think I'm pregnant, but I keep getting nauseous.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No, I'm not pregnant. I'm taking loads of tests, but I think...
What tests have you taken?
Pregnancy tests.
You took it at
home. It's a morning thing and then it goes.
Well, that's morning sickness, isn't
no,
it?
No, I know, but I've had four pregnancy tests. Negative, negative, negative.
Never. You said to me the other day that it takes 3 weeks to show up.
Well, honestly, this has been 5 days. Every morning I've had two full fat cokes. They're the only thing they really help me. I feel sick as a dog. And then at about 2 p.m., after I've had two full fat cokes, it goes.
To be fair, I was...
Which is high end at 7 a.m. in the morning right before my wedding. I'm going to be like spotty with yellow teeth and like... full of calories, because I mean, God knows how much sugar's in this, but delicious.
Gobble, gobble.
Honestly, guys, I don't know what's in it, but why is it helping my nausea? I have a sip and I'm literally like, cure. 10 minutes later, I don't have a sip. I'm like, another sip, cured.
You're pregnant? Who's the dad? Because it ain't me.
I don't want to be pregnant walking down the aisle, sorry. That's really going to affect the dress.
I'll do my best, honey. I'll do my best. Hey,
I don't know who you'd be pregnant with, because we haven't had sex in a long time as well. Do you guys notice anything about Jamie? He's had a glow up. He got his lashes done. Then he got a spray tan.
No, wait.
And then I think we secretly think he got a little wax. Did you get a Hollywood as well?
It's this accent.
Your hands look really high end.
Sophie and I, our first ever trip we did together, we flew to Mexico. She basically is allergic to this eyelash thing. It was an eyelash glue or whatever it was. I don't know.
I tried to get eyelash extensions.
And your eyelashes are so long.
Yeah, well, anyway, I wanted to get them done. So, you know, our first holiday together, like, one of it stunning on the beach with no makeup on. I'd already had them done and I'd had like a huge allergic reaction, as in I looked like Quasimodo, all my lashes came off. I couldn't open my eyes, sores all over there. It was a sight. Classic me, I was like, I'll be fine this time. So they go, have you had a patch test? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. Knowing in my head that I was allergic, I was like, but I think I'll be fine. So I went and got them done. I was like,
you went and got them done. We were sitting on a flight and I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn round to Sophie. She goes, something's wrong with my eyes. And honestly, I looked and went, oh my God. So bad.
You
were like, is it bad?
They've got like their own heartbeat. I was like, why am I beating? And then I was like, oh no, it's happening. 11 hours to go.
It was so...
No doctors on board.
It was so bad. Her eyes were blowing up so bad. The only way I can describe it, it was like something from Hitched where he drinks the antihistamine. Her eyes blew up so big. She's like, what do I do? So I managed to get onto the internet, onto the flight. I Google it, what happens. The first thing comes up, which says, if this happens to you, you can go blind. I was like, oh my God.
Didn't tell me that.
Didn't want to tell you that. So we had to go and ask the air hostess for olive oil. Sophie just got olive oil.
He was also so rude, that guy. He hated us. Jamie and I were cuddling at the beginning of the flight and he told us off. He was like, can you mind not doing that? So I already felt embarrassed and a bit judged by this man. Then I had to go up to him and say, excuse me, can I have olive oil? Because I've put eyelash extensions on and I need to rub them off. So then I just sat pouring olive oil over my eyes. All over me. Everyone on the flight. And I was just going...
Everywhere. It was everywhere.
The whole 11 hours, I didn't stop. I was just like one eyelash off. And then by the end, I was just bald. Ah, oh, those are the days.
Anyway, should we begin the podcast?
Begin the podcast.
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. You kick it off.
What do I say?
Anything you want.
How you been? You good? Do you feel nice with your town?
No, you have to say hello, everyone.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nearly Weds. I'm Sophie Habu and this is Jamie Leng. That was very good.
That was
good
great,
morning,
honey. How are you today?
I'm really good. I saw you 5 minutes ago. Been with you all morning, but I'm still good.
Yeah, we had a little bit of an argument this morning, so we came rushing in.
Jamie got cross because I ate my breakfast at 9:30 and he said, "You're disgusting. Who eats breakfast at 9:30? This isn't normal."
No, that's not fair.
No, that is what you said.
When I got up...
Just everyone listening, I ate my breakfast at 9:30. He said, "I'm going to take a photo of this because you're eating breakfast at 9:30.
Bobby shares the bed with you, our dog, all the time.
No, only occasionally.
I came this morning to the bathroom. There's a poo in your bathroom.
No, there isn't.
There is. There's a poo on the floor in your bathroom.
Imagine it was mine. Sorry, that was so disgusting. I don't know where that came from. That's really upsetting. I hope you cleaned it up. That's really... I don't want the listeners to think I'm like some dirty old hoe who just leaves poo in my bathroom. Our dog is very well trained and our house is incredibly clean, but she does poo sometimes in places that are very hard to find. It's like hide and seek. Who can find the poo?
Imagine if it was mine.
Oh, I don't know where that came from. That's vile. What now?
Sophie was drinking her drink. This is where Bobby just literally appears everywhere.
I was drinking my drink.
You were drinking your drink and you sucked through the metal straw that you have and you sucked in... What happened? You sucked in some dog food or dog shit.
I feel nauseous enough. That was...
No. You know when you try and suck through a straw and it doesn't really work? She sucked through the straw.
No. I'll tell you what happened. I put ice in my glass with squash, lovely Robinson squash, lovely water, some ice. Even though it was like, I sucked in the straw and something went in my mouth. I was like, is that ice? But it was so small. And I spat it out and it was dog food. Fried, obviously, because I wash her bowls. And the whole...
It was stuck in her.
That was up there with one of the most disgusting things that's ever happened to me. Like, I think about it sometimes walking down the street and retch.
Oh my God. Listen. We can just take it easy on today's episode. That's absolutely fine. I get that.
All right.
You know, it is Valentine's Day this week. Have you got me a present this year?
Yeah.
What have you got me?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, that's it.
Have you?
Can you give me a clue what it is?
You will have to wait and see. But it's fantastic.
Just give me a little bit of clue. A tiny clue.
It's maybe big, it may be small, it may be round, or it may be square.
It's like a riddle. Just give me a little...
That's your clue.
No, that's not...
Just be patient.
That's not a clue.
It's not going
to
be...
Do I wear it?
You could do.
Can I eat it?
You might be able to. Now, come on, let's just not...
Have you written me a card?
Not yet, but I will do tonight. I'll write you a little novel.
I've got you some great presents in the past.
The one earring was the high point.
I didn't get you one earring. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. No, that's unfair. What happened was, is I bought you an earring. Thinking it was two, because it was £800.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. I lost it.
You lost it. It was £800 and it arrived and it was only one earring. And so I gave it to you. And what did I say?
He didn't wrap it, which is fine. And then he wrote on the receipt, bent over, this is only one earring because it's a symbol that you are the only one for me. And I was like, oh, thank you. I'll look like a pirate. And I wore it proudly until it fell off my ear.
And then it fell off and you lost it.
I was very upset when I lost it, to be fair. But not enough to replace it. £800, it was about that big.
It was tiny.
I don't understand, you got robbed blind.
It was tiny. I thought it was a pair of earrings.
I mean, £800 for a pair is extortionate.
I know, honey, I know.
Maria Tash, it's very expensive.
Again, shout those guys out.
Lovely jewellery, but...
Expensive.
Though. Expensive. I got you a nice Valentine's present once.
What did you get me?
A key ring, I think.
No, you didn't. You just made that up on the top of your head.
I got you a love heart key ring.
No, you didn't. I still got that. It wasn't for Valentine's Day.
Well, there you go. Even nicer. I just got it off randomly.
Yeah, so what have you got me for Valentine's Day before?
Didn't I make you something once?
What did you make?
A banoffee pie or something? Or was that your birthday?
Last episode, I spoke that no one ever slid into my DMs and I got no boobs or anything like that. I have been inundated.
No, no.
I have been inundated with boobs.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Boobs, boobs, boobs.
Good boobs. Why haven't you shown me them?
Because they're mine now.
What, with faces too, or just their tits?
No, it's just people sliding in and just writing the words boobs.
I love that.
I haven't received one picture of any boobs. Everyone just writes in going, your boobs. And then I get a lot of blokes writing in saying, you're fit. Now, that's it.
Hello. Yeah. It's that spray tan doing you wonders, honey.
This is for the spray tan. Hey, people keep telling me that I got a big old penis.
People have slid into my DMs all week, not about me, but about your big old schlong. And I'm fed up of it. Somebody actually, do you remember they said, I agree, Jamie's disgusting. And I replied going, no, he's not, just because he's got a big dick. But I don't think they were impressed. Like, a lot of people were calling it floppy, so it's not something to be proud of. But...
Well, they want me to have an erection in the video.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to talk about your floppy willy.
Well, I don't talk. You're the one
you
who
did
it
a
up.
Dance in your pajamas and I videoed it, not purposely looking at that. I didn't even focus on that, ladies and gentlemen. And everyone said that they were looking at it because it was obviously very visible in the pajamas, which were my pajamas too.
All right, honey. Well, listen. On that note, should we go into listeners' messages?
Let's please go into listeners' messages.
It's time for
listeners' messages.
I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's had sent in the listeners' messages. We absolutely love that. The cock ring story last time was genius.
That is fucking hilarious.
Genius.
I just love that you've never told your parents. I would have. No, I wouldn't have told them either. Imagine going to your dad. Oh, daddy, I wore your cock ring on my wrist. Like, you just can't. It'd never be the same again.
Okay. We have a listeners' message from Ben Stringer, which is about a prank, a funny cricket prank. Ben says, oh my God, your podcast inspired me so much. When you read out the story of someone sending a kilo of mealworms to the ex-boyfriend's house, I thought this sounds like a great idea to do for my best friend. I decided to send her 100 live crickets available on Amazon for £6 and delivered within 2 days. I, of course, filmed the reaction.
That laugh is so good.
Oh my God.
When's April Fool's Day? 4th of April. Sorry, my dates with these things are absolutely wild.
When's my birthday?
3rd of November.
Where was I year was I born?
1984. 1964. 1989.
No.
When?
1980.
I don't know how old Jamie is. Honestly, people ask me. I have no idea. How old? 31 or 38. I have no idea. One between the two.
Not 30. You think I'm nearly 40?
No, no one would know with that Botox. It's deceiving. It's very hard for me to tell. Okay, I've got to listen.
No, wait, hang on. You can't just dwell on that. That's crazy.
34? How old is he?
Looking around.
You're 34. You're 34. Okay, I've got one. I've got a voice note.
Okay, honey, you ready to play the voice note? Who's it from?
Okay, it's from Katie Ivy.
Okay, so I've got a funny story for the night after our wedding. So we got married on the Saturday and then stayed at the wedding venue on that Saturday night and then went straight up to the Lake District for a mini moon on the Sunday. And then in the middle of the night, on the Sunday night, my husband bolted upright in bed and said, and legged it to the bathroom. And I was like, that's weird. But I was a bit sleepy, so just carried on. And then it just started to stink. I was like, okay. Pulled the sheets back and he had shit the bed. So I got up and went into the lounge and then he texted me and he said, I'm really sorry, but I think I might have shit the bed. To which I replied, no shit, Sherlock. It was gross, but, you know, it's funny. It's one of those things. He was really poorly afterwards. But, yeah, now it's just a funny story. We tell all our friends that my husband shit the bed
oh
the
my.
Night of our wedding or the night after our wedding.
Oh my God, that is genius.
So many shits that go around.
Yeah, but that's what happens. It's just
uncontrollable.
It's a part of life. That's all right.
Yeah,
it's
we're just only human.
It's just a part of life.
I've got another one. It's another voice note, which is my fave, which is again about shit, I must say, but it's a voice note and it's from Annie May.
I was kind of seeing this guy go on dates, really nice. Anyway, broke off quite amicably. Then he basically starts going out with one of my best friends. They then end up breaking up like literally about a year later. And I then slept with him
and got
so drunk in bed that I really needed to pee. And there was nowhere in the room to go, but obviously to go for a pee. And the only thing I could find was a shoebox and it had his shoes in it. But I just took it out, pooed in the shoebox with all the kind of paper around and just kind of like tucked back in. Literally didn't think of anything of it. Was so drunk, barely even remembered it. Anyway, that was very much one night stand. Go back home, don't think anything of it. And next, you know, I'm getting texts from my friend a week later saying, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to have to break up with this boy because the room smells so bad. And I just don't know where it's coming from. And anyway, next thing you know, I said, okay, just make sure you check everything. Literally didn't think anything of it, didn't even put two together. And she goes, I found a poo in his shoebox. And it was me.
I'm sorry. The fact you pooed in his shoebox is just beyond. It's beyond. Like, no matter how drunk you are, like, you guys, some of you have such balls.
Why on earth would you poo in the shoebox?
Might just do a squat in his shoebox. Don't worry if he wakes up and I'm just shitting on his shoes. Like, what?
Would you rather live in my mouth?
This is not the wedge you rather bit, yeah?
No, I know it's not.
You're skipping ahead.
No, I'm not skipping ahead. I'm just saying, would you rather?
You're going off piece.
I'm not.
Just stay in the line.
I am. Stay in the lane, is the saying.
Stay in the lane, then.
Would you rather?
Not staying in the lane.
Just staying in the
lane. Well, we'll get over and done with. Would you rather what?
Would you rather spend a week in my mouth or a week in my butthole?
Well, obviously your mouth, but both stink. I'd rather not do either. That was a horrible choice. You're meant to give one that's at least a little bit better.
You think that my arsehole is as bad as my mouth?
It's not far off, is it? I'm joking. Okay.
What the
heck? I wouldn't want to live it. I would suffocate in both, so I'd die.
I'd give you a little straw. You'd have a little straw and you could...
Well, if you could talk and I could go, hello, every time you opened your mouth, definitely that. Not in your arsehole, because I'd like end up in the loo every 5 minutes. That wouldn't be sustainable. Okay, I've got another...
You could chip away at my pile, so it'd be right.
Oh my God, you're so disgusting. I really apologise to anyone for eating their food. Right, we've got another listener's message from Grace Belcher. And this is a cute marriage story, a nice mix-up from all the poo stories. Hi guys, love the pod. I'm a bit behind, but just listened to episode 34 where the question on where'd you rather came up about losing the wedding ring. My grandparents have been together since they were teenagers, and decades after getting married, my nan lost her ring and was distraught. So my granddad melted his down and made it into two rings, so she'd still have a wedding ring from their wedding day. So God forbid that ever happened to you guys, but here's a backup idea.
I love that. That's amazing.
Granddad.
That is just the most fantastic thing in the world.
That's very sweet.
That is so sweet. I you know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I just want to wish everyone who is in love.
And if you're not in love, you're loved.
You are loved. And
you are probably in love with someone, like your friend.
Yeah, and if you're in love and you're having arguments.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, we had an argument this morning. Then it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Love is a roller coaster.
You're quoting Ronan Keating.
I don't know, was that a saying? Oh, wait, flowers are a flat field that you have to water. Is that what you say?
No, friends are like gardens. You have to water them to make them grow.
I agree. And I think relationships are very similar.
And don't forget to smell the roses before it's too late.
And don't forget to look at the blue sky.
No, don't forget to smell the roses. That's the whole point. Don't forget to smell the roses.
Before it's too late. That's a bit morbid.
No, I know that's the point. Smell the roses while you still can.
I think look at the blue sky when you still can, because I never see roses in London.
It's just a metaphor. It's a lovely metaphor.
But it's easier to remember. Everyone look at the blue sky every day.
It was once it was a grey sky.
Look for the blue cracks in the grey. They come out now and again.
Okay, we have, as always, proposed the pod. Now, we've had loads of jingles being sent in, which we absolutely love. Each week, we're playing a different one. Now, this propose the pod, propose the pod, propose the pod.
Propose the pod.
If you were going to do a rap for it, what would you do?
My name is Sophie, I propose the pod.
Okay, anyway, we have Jack Freeman, who proposed the pod this way.
Propose the pod. Propose the pod. Propose the pod.
Is that me? Wait, you cut my voice into it. Not you. Me and Jack. Do you want to take Jamie's spot? Make a lovely little duet.
It's Jack.
Propose the pod.
Do you want to hear it one more time? Do you want to hear your voice again?
Wait, is that definitely me?
Propose the pod. Propose the pod. Propose the
pod. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Propose the pod this week is from Rosie, who says, I was booked in with my dentist for two fillings and she told me in advance to bring my headphones as it would be a long session. Now, I really wasn't looking forward to this as I hate the sound and feeling of them drilling into my teeth. I'm with you. So in an attempt to distract myself, I whacked on Nillywed and spent an hour giggling away to you two. It was only after the fillings that my dentist and her assistant asked me what I'd been listening to. This was when I realized I probably looked like a psychopath laughing my way through my mouth being kept open. I quickly explained to them what I was listening to. They then since both started listening to the podcast and they have been recommending it to patients with long appointments. Shout out to my wonderful fiance, Lillian Clark, who showed me the pod in the first place.
Mm.
What a great place to listen to the podcast. If you're in the dentist chair or in the hairdressers, wherever you are, to listen to the podcast.
Or the doctors or anything.
The doctors, where
just
else?
Just anywhere.
Anywhere you want, you could do it, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Hey, Soph.
Yeah.
That's the end of
listeners' messages.
Right, guys, it's now time. This is typically when we do our wedding update. We have so much to update on the wedding. Food is coming to fruition. Is that the word?
Fruition.
I went and tried on my wedding suit. This is so, I can't wait to tell you about that. So many things. However, we're going to save all of that for next episode because we have a very important guest coming on today. The very important guest coming on today is Mel Schilling.
Woo, 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 woo!
Mel Schilling is a therapist. She's a love expert.
A legend.
You may have seen her on Married at First Sight. She came on, and before she came on, Sophie and I did a test to see how compatible we were with each other.
Mm.
We did this test. She's going to come on and tell us if we're compatible or not. So please welcome to the podcast, Mel Schilling. Before we kick things off, you should probably tell everyone who you are, what you do, why you're here.
You might have watched a little show by the name of Married at First Sight.
Fantastic.
Shall we start there?
Yes, fantastic.
Shall
fantastic.
We start?
Let's start there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I've done 9 seasons in Australia and about to start the 3rd here in the UK.
And you are the relationship expert within the show. Mm-hmm. And just in life, you're a relationship expert.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a psychologist by background. So I was a psychologist for 20 years and then I specialised as a coach. And what I really love to do in my coaching is to work with people around confidence. So whether that's in their relationships or in their careers or just in life in general.
How do you take away confidence? Because I got too much over it.
Yeah, you don't need any help. Like, he needs a little bit taken away.
Sorry, I'm not. You're suggesting that I'm arrogant. I'm not arrogant.
Well, there's a fine line, am
well,
I right?
Interestingly, when I sat down, you noticed my T-shirt, which says...
Be kind.
Be kind. And I think that is the secret to not being arrogant. Mm. You can have all the confidence in the world, but if you don't have kindness or a bit of empathy or clearly self-awareness, that's when you can tip over into that arrogance and you deliver your communication in a way that's completely self-absorbed. But I'm not getting that vibe from you, Jamie.
Thank you so much. How much do I owe you for this session?
Oh, we're just getting started.
I know. I've got a big thing, right? Sophie, obviously, we're getting married. You know this.
Yes.
And what was interesting for us is to find out how compatible you think we are. There's a lot of people online who...
Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're seeing...
I thought you were going to deep dive into us personally, but as a relationship. But what if we're not compatible?
Well, buckle up, baby. You're with me. Yeah, you better deal with it.
So now's the time to commit. So if I let you know that you're not compatible, is the wedding off?
There's a lot to think about. I mean, that's going to...
Sorry.
That will throw a spanner. You know how I'm like with all of these things. I'm very spiritual. I'm very into psychology. Mm-hmm. Like that will... Our star signs are not aligned.
Interesting.
And that really gave
Scorpio
me.
And Capricorn?
No, this is not even funny.
What, I'm honestly... No, you're Sagittarius. Sorry, what are you? A Lima. What is it? What is it? Like, a Libra. Just, a Libra.
Yeah, well done.
Sorry. A Libra.
He does know because you buy me a present every October. So unless you're stupid.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think our star signs do match. So I don't know why you...
Well, the star sign guru says differently.
Who's the star sign guru?
The lady behind the star signs.
So who's the lady behind the
star... Who created star signs? Mal... Do you know?
Certainly not me. Yeah. I'm a scientist. I'm like the opposite of star
signs. Okay, good. So so that's
very
scrap
different.
That.
Scrap that.
Fine. Is that out of mind?
Yep.
It's gone.
Just quickly, Sophie, before we get into this as well, you're saying that if we're not compatible, the wedding is off.
Well, you're saying if we aren't compatible and we get told by a professional, you're going to be like, nah, we'll just soldier on through and tell
you. I will knock through that like incompatibility like a wrecking ball.
Okay, well, let's just see if we are compatible.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
This is a very interesting reaction from the two of you.
Now, I love her so much.
Yes, I know. What would happen if I sat here right now and said, all of the data says you are not compatible?
Well, if it does say that,
my
then...
heart would sink, would you not? Well, I'd be like, you're wrong.
Yeah, it would be a little...
Do it again.
Yeah, do. Run it again. Lock the doors. You're not leaving until...
We'll do it all night.
What can I ask you, without using your psychology or your background or anything like that, and just seeing us from outside, because a lot of social media stuff, people think, oh, she doesn't like him. She doesn't like him. She doesn't like
him.
Do
they?
No, sometimes they say that. Sometimes.
Apparently my body language is very off, which it is today again. But that's because I'm directing it to Mel. I've got a little bit of a neck crick going on. I'm like, who's speaking? So what am I to do?
Okay, well, I'll stop talking and I'll let Mel speak. Yeah. Mel, go. Mm. Lead us in.
Firstly, I think people can overinterpret body language. Because you're right, Sophie. Just then you said you were leaning toward me because you were having a conversation with me.
Yeah.
So that's not about what you're saying to Jamie. So I think we've got to be careful with body language. I'm going to say something here, guys, that I don't think I've ever said to a couple before. I wish you'd met on Married at First Sight.
Really?
So I could take credit for this.
Really? Really?
Yep. You guys, I've only used one measure with you. Now, usually when we do this properly, we have a lot more time and we use a number of different measures. I've used one. Mm-hmm. So the one that you guys have completed today is called the VIA Character Strengths Questionnaire, which is not a test. You know, you can't get it wrong. It's not right or wrong. It's just about your own view of what you're good at and the things in life that you like doing, the aspects of yourself, the attributes, if you like, that you really like using and that you think you're really good at. And this comes out of the school of positive psychology. So I love this because it's not about looking at what's wrong with people. It's looking about what's right with people.
Way better.
Really, as you enter into marriage, what better way to kick off than to say, let's be the best, strongest possible team we can be.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is to play to our strengths and to recognize those shadow areas where maybe something's not a strength for me, but it is for you. And look at yourselves as a partnership and together as a whole. How can you make sure that each other's strengths come to the fore and you can lean on each other for the bits you're not so good at.
And also, as a teen, that means you could sub people in and out if it's not going well.
Right.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
I can sub her out sometimes.
Are we talking about thruples here?
Yeah.
Are we going off topic?
We're not.
Just going to sub out Sophie and bring in Pamela Anderson.
Oh, controversial choice.
I don't know why I chose Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, yeah.
Like from the 90s.
Am I reminding you of Pammy a little bit here?
I don't know why I chose
subconscious
Pamela
Anderson. Maybe that was him like slightly flirting with you.
We're a similar age. I get it.
Sorry, that's the way I flirt. It. I'm sorry, Mel. I just can't help it. Okay, so this is, I agree with you. Becoming a team is super important. And I just love that. We are a team, you and I.
Absolutely, we are a team. We're like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've done this. So what else is there that you can find out about us?
So the thing about this questionnaire is it looks at, so they've done all this research and ideally you go through this questionnaire and you do it just the way you did and your top five will emerge. So these are the aspects of you that you have in your life that you love doing every day and that you see yourself as being really good at. Mm. And what we find with couples is that when you have complementary strengths, that's a real plus.
Wow.
So they don't have to be the same. But when they're complementary, so they can work together, and this is the big piece, and when you have awareness of that, so you can openly talk about it, that's when you can actually get into that really magical space. And decision-making as a couple can become a really, really positive and easy thing. So, for example, my hubby and I, we're very, very different. Similar in some ways, we're both sort of alpha, very strong personality, very driven kind of people. So we can butt heads at times. Mm-hmm. But we're really aware of the areas where we're different and where we have different strengths. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I'm someone who's very, very trusting. Uh-huh. And he's not. He's the opposite of that.
Okay, got it.
So when it comes to business decisions, I can be too soft.
Yeah.
So I just like everyone and want to be friends. And he'll look at the situation and go, no, let's not trust that. Let's pull it apart. Let's analyze it. Let's understand it.
Got it.
Wow. So early in our relationship, that would shit me up the wall.
Yeah.
I'd be wanting to make a decision and he'd be pulling it apart. And I felt like he was being critical.
Yeah.
Like, stop picking on me.
This is very interesting.
Feeling a bit familiar, right? And then now that we've kind of gotten a bit used to each other, I will actually, if I've got a business decision, I'll run it past him. Not because I want his permission, but because I'll go, okay, am I missing anything here? Because I know my natural tendency is to skim over the stuff that might be a bit uncomfortable or a bit too many numbers in it or something, and I just want to focus on the relationship.
Wow.
And likewise with him, in our social life, he can be, he's Northern Irish, so he can be a bit harsh in the way he delivers information. So sometimes I need to say to him, okay, let's just soften that a little bit. Like if he's sending a text to someone about an awkward situation, how about you soften that and make it a little bit more empathetic? So we're finding ways to play to each other's strengths in a way that makes us together really good team.
Love that. Fine. Because I feel definitely sometimes.
Oh, go on. What are you going to say?
I love this.
This is what always happens. You make me out to be some awful baddie.
Wasn't going to say that at all.
Okay, go on.
I was going to say nothing of the sort.
Okay, go on then.
Well, okay, I will. I was going to say nothing like that. What I was going to say was...
Rethink it.
I'm not going to rethink anything. Do you want me to say it or...
Yeah.
Fine, I will. Shall I go now?
Yeah.
Okay, I will. I'll go right now. All I was going to say was I think it takes a longer time to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And Sophie and I have known each other for like 4 or 5 years or whatever.
You can't say 4 or 5. 5 years. We've been together for 4.
God,
that's a long old time.
It's been a slog. I tell you that for sure. I'm joking. It's not been a slog. But you do. And then what Sophie and I in our relationship now, because we're so close and getting married, you really figure things out about each other. Like I understand that Sophie can be a Catherine wheel and fly off the hook sometimes. And if I fly off the hook with her...
He loves an analogy. You're going to learn this after this podcast today. It's his favourite thing to do. It's like a firework that goes... And then it bounces out. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm great. So in terms of arguments.
Like spiraling out of control?
No, I'm quite hot-headed. So I'll be like, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm great. Let's go for dinner.
Okay. Right. Sophie impulsive. You get it out first. And then,
yes.
Okay.
Whereas he's a holder.
Sophie got so cross at me.
Right.
Sophie got so cross that we have a brand new puppy and I was being mean about the puppy.
He's going, puppy. The puppy to shoot it every morning. No. I said, I'll choose you.
Fear. Well, Mel, I'll tell you what, do you know what she said to me? She said to me, well, our kids are going to be ugly. what she said.
It kind of reflects on you. In her response.
No, I did not.
You did?
He said, I don't, what if I don't want to keep the stupid dog? And I said, well, what if I don't want to keep our ugly kids?
Yeah. And you looked at me and I went, what?
Why would they? As I said it, I was like, gobble, gobble, gobble. Okay. What have I said?
So is this right? Do you tend to speak first, think second?
100%.
And Jamie, do you tend to think first, speak second?
Yeah, I'm much slower in my response. Sophie will do this thing, which she doesn't mean it, but she does. Sophie will say this thing where we'll argue and her immediate reaction, not so bad anymore, we're breaking up. That's it.
Okay.
Let's break up. We're out of here.
I've learned. I'm progressing, guys.
And then what happens is that, I then said it once to her. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really, and I said to her, right, that's it. We're breaking up. We're over. We're breaking up. She phoned her dad and told him and said, yes, come pick me up. And I was like, sorry. And then I had to...
Jamie was like, no. No, not your dad.
And then I went, just hang on, Sophie. I just did it because you've done it before. And she said, yeah, but you've never done it before.
Immaturity.
Right. So when you do it, Sophie knows that you've put a lot of thought into it. And so saying it actually means
you're probably going to follow out through. The door.
Right. Whereas you tend to say it in that fly off the handle, fly away, mm-hmm. not so serious way.
Mel, do you want to hear the worst thing about it?
Please.
When I said it, I saw relief in her eyes. I saw a glimmer of relief.
Oh, I somehow doubt that.
Not
it's like I had unbuckled the chains and strapped her
down. I didn't
down.
Believe until he packed his toothbrush and I was like, oh, fuck, is Ashley happening?
Yeah, I hear the toothbrush.
We sound really in love. We shouldn't be saying these things.
But we are, but we've been true that getting married is stressful and it causes a lot of different things.
Yes.
And what I've learned now with Sophie, going back to your situation, that is that when Sophie gets angry really quickly and says things before she speaks, I need to stay calm because if I do the same thing, it's just fueling a fire and that's pointless.
Okay. These are brilliant conversations to be having now.
Thank God.
And you're right about stress because this whole conversation about a strength-based relationship comes into its own when you're under stress and under pressure, because that's when maybe some of the ugly parts of our personality tend to come out.
Mm. Oh, the real, right? The real fugly parts.
They do. And that's with all of us. You know, we've all got them.
Didn't I say to you, I said, all I wanted you to do was give me a hug, but instead you were like, right, well, we need to do this, that, and the other. And I was like, you're stressing me out.
You know what? This is classic Mars and Venus. This is probably exactly. Do you know what she's talking about, Jamie?
Yeah. And someone said to me, and I tried to do it to you and I forgot the other word, so I couldn't say it to you. I need to say, do you want a solution or do you want me to listen?
Oh, my God. Give this man a medal.
Well, not quite, because definitely didn't do that.
But that is exactly what we want men to be saying to women. I would probably fall over dead if my hubby said that to me.
Really?
I think I would too.
Because exactly that, he's classic male. Well, he'll if I'm complaining about something, he'll go straight into, okay, you need to do A, B, C. And I'm like, don't tell me what to do. Just listen. I just want a bit of empathy.
Yeah.
But then don't ask me a question.
I didn't ask you. I came in crying.
Well, then don't come back crying. And this is how when I was sorting out for you.
Okay. So you know how I gave you a medal before?
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to take it away.
Please do. I've retracted it for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just send me a voice note with it and I'll just listen to it there? I'm joking. I would never do that. I would never do that.
Is that relationship? You're not getting remote.
Yeah. I think that's so true. Sophie just wants me to listen.
Yep.
And sometimes I look for a solution and that's the wrong thing to do.
And do you know what? You're not alone. It's very classic male-female behavior. Or I could even say masculine style, feminine style. Because in some relationships, it's not about gender. It's just about personality style.
So you sent us over this test. Mm-hmm. We took this test. It was 200 and something questions each. I haven't seen Sophie's results. She hasn't seen mine. We've sent them to you.
Yes.
And you've looked through them and you're going to tell us if we're compatible or not, basically.
Yes, I'm going to talk to you about your strengths.
Okay,
And what they mean for your relationship.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go back to what I said earlier about I wish you guys had met on Married at First Sight so I could take credit for this.
Oh, my God.
It's not very often that I give couples or prospective couples this questionnaire and they both get the same highest strength.
What? What does that even mean? So right? We have the same highest strength?
Mm-hmm. That we are most proud of the same highest thing?
What do you think that means?
That we're both not compatible because we both have the highest strength.
and it's the same thing. We need different things.
Okay, so clearly Sophie's glass is half empty.
Yeah,
right?
What the hell's going on there? No,
okay,
no,
retract. No, we're so compatible.
I think your higher strength would be something like, I don't know, something completely opposite to mine, maybe.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the same.
Well, I don't know, Sophie. I haven't seen... Oh, the glasses are going on.
The glasses are going on.
Oh, you put those glasses
serious.
On.
We're getting serious.
That is quite Pamela Anderson vibes. Don't know why I'm flirting
Whoa,
with you. I don't know why I'm flirting with you.
She has a husband.
You're only
and
human,
you have
Jamie.
A fiancé.
Who's right sitting next to me. I'm so sorry.
You're a red blooded male. Okay. You cannot help it. All right, let me put you out of your misery.
Okay, here we go.
And this is genuinely surprising to me. I very, very rarely see this in a couple.
Okay.
And it's not a bad thing. It's okay. You both place as your highest strength the capacity to love and be loved. And have you both talked to each other about how you like that love to be expressed?
Words of affirmation.
Okay, so you've done your love languages?
Yeah, and do I get any?
I'm not so great. I say I love you so much. Mm-hmm. I say that all the time, but I don't say like, oh, your back is my favourite part.
No, do you know the way Sophie tells me that she loves me? She'll walk in and she'll go,
the meowing. And, yeah, we might need to talk about that.
And that means she loves me.
No, I don't.
You do.
I love you, Lammy. No.
If I'm like not listening to her and she'll say something nice, she'll just go, meow, like that, expecting for me to know that means she loves me.
Do you know what that is? That's a bid for your attention.
Oh. She's not a cat. Like, I don't
every couple has their own little way of expressing it, you know? And if that's your way, great.
Look, there you go.
Meow
so
your heart
expensive.
Out.
I meow a lot.
Super cute.
Okay.
But let's understand what this is saying, guys. So it's really saying that when you look at yourselves, not at each other, but at yourselves, mm-hmm. you say to yourself, my highest priority is to love and be loved.
God, this.
And the thing that I think I'm really good at is loving and being loved. And I would suggest this is probably the thing that attracted you to each other in the first place.
Sophie sent me a message once. Mm-hmm. I was doing a stand-up show for one of the first times ever. Uh-huh. And none of my friends really, no one, because guys, you know, don't really think these things through. The only message I got saying good luck was from my friend Sophie, this one here. And uh-huh. and I was like, oh my God, that like meant so much to me that she said good luck tonight.
Right.
And that was like a huge thing. And I was like, God, that's so nice that she's caring.
Yes.
So that was a big moment.
God, so really you were showing your love, even as a friend.
Yes.
Being considerate and,
I think when we were friends, we also showed a lot of love for each other.
That's beautiful. But I do want to caution you that this can mean a potential blind spot for you as a couple because it's so strong. You know, often you'll just have one person in the relationship that has this as their highest strength, but this is both of you.
God.
So this is a double banger here.
Love that.
So you've got to be really aware that, you know, like you say, when you've got to make decisions or do some of those practical life admin type things, that you are actually both diving or one of you diving into the detail, making sure you're covering off on all that important stuff as well as the lovey-dovey feelings.
Love this.
You both have social intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
So that's about people. That's about reading people, understanding people, reading each other, being aware of your surroundings, so maybe reading the room, saying the right things at the right time, being socially skilled. And the other thing, and you won't be surprised to hear this either, you both got zest and energy.
Oh, yeah.
In spades, you both got
all
that.
Over the place.
Yeah. So here we have a couple who make love their first priority. They're highly outgoing and energetic and they want to be with people and connect with people and they're socially skilled.
Mm-hmm.
The differences come in here. Where Sophie, you're brave and kind.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie. Oh,
and I'm weak and mean.
He goes straight to the, I'm taking this defensively.
I'm not. Hey, listen, I'm an open book, Kemal. You give it to
me. Okay, let's be an open book. Jamie.
All right, yeah.
You've got the humour and the playfulness and the creativity.
Yeah. God, this test is fantastic because that couldn't be more true, I don't
know. That is very true.
I'm brave.
And it's interesting. This is where you can tease out your differences and have a lot of fun with it. So this might be where I notice.
I can throw a spear at you.
So when you're, I'll
put an apple on your head and shoot it off.
She won't
brave.
No, because you're too much.
She's brave, but she's also outspoken. So what we're going to have here, and this is kind of what I'm gleaning from listening to your podcast a little bit too, guys, is that Sophie, you might be one who is. You seem to be quite clear in your opinions and views, and you're brave in expressing them. So you'll say what's on your mind. Mm. And that's something that maybe, Jamie, you could take a little bit of and learn from.
All right, fine. Then
you're a people pleaser.
All right.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Okay.
It is very true.
Okay.
She's outspoken. She'll say how it is. And sometimes I'll maybe hold back a couple of things.
She'll just dance around it.
Okay.
A four-hour dance.
And Sophie will go, stop giving an analogy, just tell it straight. And I'll be like, fine. All right, I will.
Okay.
And then I don't.
So this is a strength of Sophie's that you can tap into.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of me. Don't you worry.
All right, honey, I'll take a little bit of you. All right, I like it.
And on the other side? Jamie, you're really good at making light of a situation and putting people at ease.
Yeah. You take a little bit of that, Sophie.
I could. Right? I could swallow a little bit of that positive juice.
Yeah. Mel said to me, you're making her feel uncomfortable. You just got to make her feel comfortable like I am. I've made everyone feel like uncomfortable now. I've done the complete opposite.
You do. You put people at ease.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you know, that's your humour and your relaxed style.
Yes, for sure.
When is the time, Jamie, mm-hmm. when you need to let Sophie be the direct one,
mm-hmm.
the direct brave one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Soph, when is the time when you need to let Jamie be the fun, playful one? And when can you
sounds
both
like role play.
Play into that? Yeah. You can role play this, absolutely. Right.
What
well,
you
can.
Coming in as I'm Mickey Mouse and me being Donald Trump, really direct.
So you want me to dress up as Mickey Mouse?
No, I really don't.
And you to dress up as Donald Trump?
I really don't want you to do that.
What the hell? And then we have role play. What the hell? Why would you want to have sex with a mouse?
I don't.
Okay.
Can we not talk about having sex with Donald Trump?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to lose my life.
Okay.
So guys, what are you gleaning from this so far? What are you taking away?
My personality traits are like compared to hers, mm-hmm. and how I can take a little bit of her and likewise the way around.
Mm-hmm. How we can lean on each other.
Yes, honey. That's exactly it.
How if I'm struggling to like see it in a positive light, I can go to Jamie for him to flip it on its feet.
Love this.
And need to walk away and be like, you see it that way.
Okay.
Right.
And if you ever want to get in a fight, you just come to me.
There we go, honey, because you're brave. I like this. Mm-hmm. What else is there? Do we have anything else?
And I would just come back to that first point about the two of you being really focused on love and the emotion that's going mm-hmm. on between you, which is wonderful. And I love that. And I don't want you to change it at all. But just to stay aware that that can mean that, let's say, for example, the two of you as a couple needed to go and have a difficult conversation with, I don't know, a lawyer or a banker or selling something.
Yeah.
How would that go? You know, because you might both be collectively more focused on the love and the relationship. Sometimes you got to do the hard stuff too.
Damn straight. I love that we're a team. Sophie, this is excellent. Okay, honey. Mel, I want to say a huge thank you for coming. You said that people can take this test as well.
Yes, they can. They can. Let's include the link below.
We'll leave the link below.
It's the Authentic Happiness website where there's loads. Mm. And it's not just one questionnaire there. There's loads there and they're all free in the questionnaire center. So you can do all these questionnaires about your happiness levels and your well-being. And it's really good stuff.
And I just want to say you can find you on social media as well, which is amazing. Yes. And you're on Married at First Sight. I want to say a big thank you for coming on the podcast and making us feel great.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you
Mel,
so much.
Thank you for being kind to us.
Thank you for being kind.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Be kind.
Thank
be
you,
kind.
Mel.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So if we're compatible.
I know. Sign, seal, delivered.
Sign, seal, delivered,
sign,
honey.
Sign, seal, delivered.
I'm yours.
Yeah, damn right.
Damn straight.
So, woo!
Does that not make you happy?
Yeah, thrilled.
You don't sound that thrilled.
Over the moon.
Well, you don't sound that
thrilled. I am.
No, I listen, it was amazing. I
feel... know, I learn a lot. I think it's very true. You should bounce off each other. My pluses, you should embrace, and your pluses I should embrace, and my negatives you should help me get away with them, and vice versa. That's
I know, totally right. And relationships about sacrifices.
So you keep telling me. I don't know what sacrifices you're insinuating that I need to make, but you keep saying that.
We have a new game we're going to play, Soph. So we've done Wedge You Rather before. Mm-hmm. We've done Reverse Mr. and Mrs. Mm-hmm. Our new game is Perfect Marriage Material.
But...
Great, I love it. So we pick out different scenarios and there's a but to it. So our first one this week, very simple, mm-hmm. is you have the perfect man, the perfect person, the perfect individual, mm-hmm. perfect person in the world, but every single time you kiss them, they let out a wet fart.
No, not for me.
You wouldn't be able to do that?
No, a wet fart. No.
You
What's
wouldn't...
a wet fart? Is that a shart?
No, a wet fart.
What's a wet fart like of shit? No one's
shitting.
I don't understand what a wet fart is.
It's like a fart that's a bit wet.
That's a shit. isn't it?
No,
so wet fart, that's, I've never had a fart. I don't understand what a wet fart is.
It's just a fart that sounds wet.
Like, do an impression, I'm confused.
I can't do an impression.
You shat your pants if you've done that.
No, it's a fart that's, you know, have you ever farted in the bath when it's empty?
No, that's funny enough, I haven't. That's disgusting. In the place that you clean yourself, I have not farted. Or let me fart when I'm trying to wash my body. That's disgusting.
You've never farted in the bath.
Obviously not. Are you mental? Who farts in the bath?
I think most
people wash it in that. Do you then get in the shower and wash that off?
What do you think fart is going on you?
Sorry, fart is poo particles. Did you not know that?
Have you ever peed in the bath?
No, you must be joking.
Have you ever peed in the bath?
Are you joking? Obviously not. I've peed in the shower because I'm not a psycho, but I've not peed in the bath. Peed in the bath and then lay in my own urine? No, Jamie, I've not. Have you? Guessing you have.
No, I haven't.
Every time you have a bath, you've got to wash it out with fairy liquid, and I refuse.
But I have. When I finish a bath, sometimes I do pee.
And then I get in it after you.
You don't share the water.
But it's still on the rim around the bath. That is so mean. So selfish. Sometimes you put Bobby in the bath with you and she's like bathing in your piss.
No, I don't.
Lie, you just outed it. You can't back
around. I'm joking. I don't actually do that.
I'm really upset about
you pee
that.
In the shower.
I mean, if you haven't, you're lying. Every single person in this world has peed.
Every time you get in the shower, you
Not
pee.
Not every time.
Well,
no.
What percentage?
I don't know when I fancy one. But if you're saying you haven't, you're all lying.
Percentage-wise, when you get in the
shower? I don't know, Jamie.
80%?
No. 20. Just now and again.
No ways, you big old liar.
Why are you so fascinated by that? I think every single person has peed in the shower.
Okay, so just going back to the game, would you rather...
No, I'm not doing a wet fart, boy. Mm-mm, not for me.
Okay. What turns you off the most then?
A wet fart. Or picking your nose. Ooh, gross. Eating your nose, eating a bogey. If I saw a boy do that, I'd almost stab him or I'd run him out. Like, it's so gross. I just don't get it. Like, what do people enjoy about the taste of a bogey? Not that I've always thought that was the most vile thing.
Have you ever tasted earwax?
No.
I've tasted earwax by accident once. It is.
Whose ear were you licking?
My ear.
You went with your tongue all the way around
your
ear?
No, I put my finger in my ear.
And then you licked your finger?
I didn't mean to lick my finger.
Oh, no, I feel ill. I feel really nauseous as it is. And this conversation is just really... Taking me over.
Our wedding favour for today, guys, is a very lovely one. Remember, we put it in our little box and we're going to keep this for our actual wedding, so it's very exciting. Our wedding favour is from Forever Bouquet Fine Art. Hi, Sophie. Not to Jamie, that's right.
Hello.
And what they do is they hand paint your bouquet of flowers.
I know, absolutely stunning.
Just stunning and amazing and beautiful. They send us a lovely message and they said that they have done, recently painted Amy Dowden's bouquet from Strictly Come Dancing, and they try to get in touch with you. They're amazing. They're incredible. If you want to really capture your flowers at your wedding, go and check these guys out. They're going to go into our little box for our wedding favours that we could pick out at our wedding.
I'm very excited and it's so lovely you directed it just to me.
Hey, we want to say to everyone, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Have the most incredible day. Hopefully you're feeling in love.
Love, live, laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I agree with you, honey.
Love, live, laugh.
Exactly that. And we want to say thank you so much for tuning in again. Remember, you can get in touch via our email, contact@nillywedspodcast.com, or you can slide into our DMs @nillywedspodcast. Happy Valentine's Day. Soph, I love you.
Happy V-Day, guys. Love you all.
I love you.
I love you too.
Did you just burp?
No, I didn't. I've had a full fat cake and it's really like doing things to me. I apologize, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.
If you're getting engaged this week,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
hello.
If you're thinking about getting married,
yeah.
If you're thinking about getting engaged,
go do it.
Yeah, well, maybe don't.
What?
Kidding. All right, everyone. We'll
love you guys.
See you next Monday. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.